This recording, Argentina 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Argentina, in the central province of Córdoba, that is very close to Buenos Aires. It's a Mediterranean place because it's surrounded by land. And I lived there until I was 2 or 3 years old. Then my family and I moved to the northwest region of Argentina. And, well, we've been living there since I was 4 years old, I guess. The accents are really very different. I mean, the accents in the Argentine accents in those regions, because in Cordoba the immigrant influence of Italians and people from Spain is really very strong. And on the other hand, on the northwest region where we live now, the influence is from the native indigenous people from Bolivia and also from the people of Jujuy. So the accents are really very, very distinctive. So I was raised in Jujuy and have lived there since that time. I attended primary and secondary school there. And when I was 7 years old, I started taking some English lessons just for fun, because it was a group of neighbors, all little kids, and there was someone that was retired and she wanted to teach English. And so we went there, and since then I've been starting to learn English. Of course, that was really very informal and very, very for fun. That's how I say it. Later on, I started in a private school that's very popular in Argentina, having private schools for English, where you take intensive lessons of English. And I think, yeah, by 16 years old, I got my Royal Certificate diploma from Cambridge, but England. And then I took I started my college studies as a teacher of English. So I took a BA as a teacher of English, And, well, I think I've been speaking English for more than 20 years now. Dios te salve, María, llena eres de gracia, el Señor es contigo. Bendita tú eres entre todas las mujeres, y bendito es el fruto de tu vientre, Jesús. Santa María, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros, pecadores, ahora y en la hora de nuestra muerte.